Yeah, good morning, everyone. First of all, I'd like to say thank you so much for praying for the family and also praying for me as I will be sharing this morning. We have had an extremely busy year with the building project of our new house. Thankfully, we were able to move in last August. And even though there was still some left to do, thank you also so much for the support each of you have been a part of for the Lord's work here in Norway. Every single cent of this is put aside for the Lord's work, and we are glad to share with you that another 40,000 booklets of 1 Second After You Die were ordered some weeks ago. And the booklets will, Lord willing, be received in February and distributed to the people of Norway who lives all the way at the top of the country in the county of Finnmark and Troms, reaching probably close to 75,000 people. This time, each booklet will be put in an envelope to make sure they don't take it for a regular flyer. In front of the envelope, it says, "For you, from Øystein and Evelyn." And the booklet has our name and address and contact information as well. Your prayers for this is much appreciated, that the people who receive this booklet will read it and get saved. This morning, I would like to share some thoughts around what's taking place these days and try to relate that to the coming of the Lord. We know that there are no signs for the rapture, but there are many signs for what is taking place after the rapture in the tribulation period. We all understand that the activities which are taking place these days have never happened before, at least not in such a scale. There has been wars going on earlier, and both the First and Second World War were extremely difficult times, and a lot of people died. What is taking place today is different in many ways. Some believe that we are already in the tribulation period. Well, many Christians go through great tribulations today, but not the great tribulation. The difference here is the tribulations believers go through today is caused by the people of this sinful world, while the great tribulation will be a revenge from God. We all stand before the judgment seat of Christ one day, all believers. This can be compared to a judgment seat at the Olympics. We will stand there in order to receive or lose reward. Only believers will be present at the judgment seat of Christ. This must not be confused with the great white throne judgment, where only unsaved people will be gathered. A judgment where all who stand before the judgment will end up in the eternal fire. The world is becoming more and more wicked. The tribulation is going to last for only 7 years. It is divided in two. The first 3.5 years is called the birth pangs. The last 3.5 years is called the Great Tribulation. And he was given authority to continue for 42 months. speaking of the beast, Antichrist. Since the beast only gets 3.5 years, a lot of things must be prepared for his rule ahead of his short rule. This will be prepared by the spirit of Antichrist. We believe in the Trinity, and Satan, he is mimicking God all the time, and he has his own Trinity. Satan, the God of this world, Antichrist, the false Christ, the spirit of Antichrist. Since so many things are going to take place in such a short time, things must be prepared ahead of time. No one can sell or buy without the mark of the beast. It takes time to organize this to the whole world, and it takes time to prepare the world for this. Some believe that the vaccines is the mark of the beast, but when we read our Bible, we see that the mark of the beast is a mark that will be put on the right hand or on the forehead. So we cannot say that the vaccine is the mark of the beast. Some goes so far as to say that if you have taken the vaccine, you should ask God to forgive you. But that is not correct. But does the vaccine have anything to do with the mark of the beast? As we have seen, it is not the mark of the beast, but I believe we can say that there is a worldwide preparation going on for Antichrist today, which is caused by the spirit of Antichrist. We see some similarities. Now they are talking about a vaccine pass, and many countries has already that, which prevents you to travel if you don't have it. In some countries, you will be prevented to visit some stores now without the pass or passport. It is difficult not to think that what we see today is part of the preparation for the coming of Antichrist. When we know that the rapture is going to happen before Antichrist is revealed, then the coming of the Lord must be very close. In fact, it could happen at any time, even before this meeting is over. What are the other things which is clearly a preparation for Antichrist caused by his spirit? Well, there are a lot. I can just mention a few. I can't remember last time I paid something with cash. It's so easy to use a card. If a cashless society is one of the preparations for Antichrist, is it then sin to use a credit card? No, it's not. I have to admit that I have kept some cash at home just in case we would not be able to pay with our card at the store at some time. I don't think we need to be preppers, planning out every detail of how we can survive a worldwide crisis. But on the other hand, it might not be wrong to buy some extra flour and some extra oil. Here we need to bear over with each other and respect different views on different convictions. We have no promise in the Bible that there will be no war before the rapture is taking place. Some who lived before Second World War thought they had come to the tribulation period and that Hitler was the Antichrist. Right now, the situation between USA and Russia is difficult. The world is coming more and more wicked. It's like it's going down a hill. Sometimes we feel it's going very fast. And suddenly, the Lord puts the brakes on. A few years ago, the situation between USA and North Korea was very serious, and we felt that the Third World War was at hand. Not long time after that, former President Trump was shaking hands with well, he was president at that time. He was shaking hands with the one he earlier named the Rocket Man. What happened? The Lord had put the brakes on. And we might ask why. It is all because of the following reasons. He has set a day where he will judge the world. The very date and the very exact time for the rapture is already set. No one can change that. Or can we? 2 Peter 3:12, looking for and hasting unto the coming of the day of God. This is the King James Version of this verse. Looking and hasting unto the coming of the day of God. In other translations, we are not so precise. It say, as you look forward to the day of God and speed its coming. It's very important that we look forward to the coming of the Lord. But can we really speed it? I don't think so. The day is already set. We have a word in the book of Acts which nailed this truth. Acts 17:31. Because he hath appointed a day in the which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he had ordained, whereof he had given assurance unto all men in that he had raised him from the dead. In the day for judgment of the believers at the great white throne, the day is set. And then the day for the rapture is also set. God has a perfect plan for the future events. And as the world is becoming more and more wicked, things change toward the worst. Sometimes it goes downward very fast. Suddenly, the Lord puts the brakes on again so that it would fit in to his perfect timing. As it says in Ecclesiastes, in the day of prosperity, be joyful, but in the day of adversity, consider, surely God has appointed the one as well as the other, so that man can find out nothing that will come after him. But when the fullness of the time was come, God sent forth his son, made of a woman, made under the law. This verse describes the Lord's first coming, but it also applies to the future events. We can say, when the fullness of the time has come, God will send forth his son again. Turn with me to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, if you will. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 2. And this is talking about the Lord's coming. Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and by our gathering together unto him. Here we read of a coming and a gathering. We find the same thought in 1 Thessalonians 4:16-17. And they are both talking about the coming of the Lord for the church. The Lord comes down to the air, and we are caught up to meet him there. Let's read the second verse in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. That ye be not soon shaken in mind, or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter, as from us, as that the day of Christ is at hand. The day of Christ, Paul is mentioning in this verse, is not the rapture. Here he is talking about a day which in the Old Testament is called the day of the Lord. You can write it down and check it. Why were these young believers in Thessalonica so shaken in mind or troubled? It was because someone had told them that they were already in the great tribulation. Then Paul goes on to tell them that prior to this day, which has many names and is also called the tribulation, a few things are going to take place first. One, the falling away. Two, the man of sin will be revealed. Verse 3, let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come, except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. Let's first take a look at the falling away here. What is the falling away? It is only used two times in the New Testament. The other place is in Acts 21:21, where Paul was blamed for forsaking Moses. And the word forsaking is used there. The word is in Greek apostasia, and it is often thought about as falling away. But that is an interpretation, not a translation. And it does not necessarily mean a departure from the faith. Can a believer fall away? In one sense, he can. He can come to a point where he is not as useful to the Lord anymore. But can a believer lose the Holy Spirit? No, not in the New Testament. In the New Testament, the Spirit came to abide in the believer. In the Old Testament, it came over the believers and left them and came over them again. So falling away cannot be the falling away of believers or losing our salvation. Can an unbeliever fall away? No. You cannot fall away from Christ if you have not fallen to him. I don't know if that expression makes sense in English as it does in Norwegian. So what is the falling away we read about here in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 2? In some old English translations before 1611, like the translation of William Tyndale from 1525, the word apostasia is translated with the English word departure. You can find a translation on the internet, and that this verse sounds like this. Let no man deceive you by any means, for the Lord cometh not except there come a departing first, and that that sinful man be opened, yea, son of perdition. This is Old English, and I don't know if I was able to pronounce that. The next question will be, what departure is it talking about in the two books to the Thessalonians? What is the context of the chapter we are reading? Who is taken away in verse 7? If it is not the Holy Spirit who abides in all the believers? We see that verse 7 and 8 are a parallel to verse 3. The departure of the church and the revealing of Antichrist on verse 3 is in parallel to the taken out of the way and that wicked be revealed in verse 7 and 8. So if you hold these words together, you'll see that it's the same, talking about the same thing. Verse 5, remember ye not that when I was with you, I told you these things. 6, and now we know what withholdeth, that he might be revealed in his time. What is withholding? What is stopping Antichrist from being revealed? It is the body of Christ, the temple of God in this dispensation. The departure of the saints must happen first. After that, Antichrist is revealed. It says revealed most likely he is already alive. It is not possible for us to know for sure who Antichrist is until he is revealed. But we are allowed to think and to search. I have to admit that the French president, Emmanuel Jean Michael Frederick Macron, is a very interesting man. We cannot know for sure if he is the Antichrist. But the Lord is saying there will be many false messiahs. And I personally believe that he could either be one of them or, yeah, if not the real one. Each of his names, except Macron, says something about God. Emmanuel, God is with us. Jean, who is like God? Michael, who is like God? Well, I think I got one of those wrong, maybe. I have to look it up again. Frederick means peaceful ruler. I think Jean actually means a gift from God. Macron means a written or printed mark. This man won the presidency with 66.06%. It is something special with these politicians, who also technically became a co-prince of Andorra, a small principality located between France and Spain, at the same time as he assumed office. Verse 7 here in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. For the mystery of iniquity that already works, only he who now let it will let, until he be taken out of the way. Verse 8, and then shall that wicked be revealed. The rapture of the believers must first take place, but the verse says that the mystery of iniquity that already works. Sometimes things are happening in this world which really doesn't make sense. It is so illogical and stupid. And we wonder why it is happening. The short answer is, it is because of the mystery of iniquity. Why does politicians allow a vaccine which is not yet tested out properly, and at the same time totally neglect medicine which has been proved successful to millions of people, like the people of Mexico City, Japan, and India? Or why is it not lawful here in Europe for farmers to exchange corn? Well, the law is not yet enforced, but it is there, ready to be enforced. Why? Because of the mystery of iniquity. And when these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your heads. Redemption. Bright night. The context of this verse is Israel in the tribulation period. But we can borrow this verse as it has an application to us as well. When we see that the world becomes darker and darker, redemption draws near. In Romans chapter 13, where Paul is dealing with believers being subject to the government authorities, his conclusion is, and that, knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. The night is far spent. Day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk honestly as in the day, not in the rioting and drunkenness, not in chambering and wantonness, not in strife and envying. The Lord Jesus has many names in the Bible. In Malachi chapter 4, verse 2, he is called the Son of Righteousness. But unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings, and ye shall go forth and grow up as calves of the stall. This verse speaks of those waiting for the Lord in the tribulation period. Before the sun appears on heaven, those who are awake is able to see the bright morning star. I am the root and the offspring of David and the bright and morning star. And John ends the book of Revelation like this. He who testifies to these things says, yes, I am coming soon. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. Thank you.